Eddie, congratulations. The first ever Great British women's hockey team to win Olympic gold.
One of our values, one of our kind of behaviours as a squad was creating history. And I know we did that by getting into the final, but we weren't settling for silver once we'd done that. We have now stamped our mark. We've won Olympic gold, and we hope that inspires the whole nation to go on and do it again. And this is the start of something for GB hockey. And yeah, unbelievable.
It was a thriller. Three all at full time, shootout. Go and do that as well. And it was just, they kept on coming at you, the Dutch, as well, but you kept on soaking up the pressure.
Yeah, that's us, be the Dutch. It's always a thriller. We don't leave anything out. There's always goals, there's always shootouts, there's always a battle. And that's what great rivalries in sport are. But we did our homework, we were prepared, and we were ready for a strong Dutch side to come at us.
What's it mean to you to have this gold medal? It's, you know, a culmination of just lots of preparation, I guess.
It means everything. We've had some serious losses. The World Cup was what people would say was a disaster, and from that we've learned everything, and we've learned we never want to feel like that again. And we had a massive cultural change as a group, and we learned to find a way to win, and that's what we do.
Look, in the morning you're going to be main headlines, and we've got Usain Bolt running tonight still. But you're going to be, front page news, top of news bulletins. That's fantastic for hockey.
Oh, it's unbelievable for the profile of our sport. And we've been off social media. We've been banned, and not banned. It was a personal choice from everyone involved, because our job here was to be focused and to perform. So we've been off social media. So we have been in this massive bubble, and we don't even know if 10 men and their dog have been watching the Rio Olympics. We just don't know. We've been so in our bubble, so it's going to be slightly surreal kind of coming out that bubble and realizing what we have done for the profile of our sport. And our what we were saying is, we don't need to be on social media to grow our sport. Your sport grows when your national sides do well, and it inspires people.
You'll be making sure you get a printout of that score sheet, because your name's on it.
Like I said, I don't mind who scores, as long as I've got this medal around my neck. But yeah, I'm sure I'll get a cert signed and hung up.
Just finally, victory parades will be in Manchester in October. Change of venue from London, but happy with that?
Yeah, I've just heard. I'm absolutely buzzing. I don't mind where it is. any time to show off our medals. Sure, it'll be fun.
Great, congratulations. Enjoy the night.
Thank you so much.